Chapter 4. The next morning, I asked Sir Henry about the gentleman. "Did you see him?" I asked. "Was it Selden?"
he wondered.
"No," I said. "He was wearing expensive clothes." "No, I didn't see him," said Sir Henry. He wasn't thinking about Selden.
"I'm meeting Miss Stapleton this morning," he said.
"I'll join you," I said.
"No, I'd like to go alone,"
said Sir Henry. "But I promised Sherlock Holmes I would protect you," I said.
"Watson," he insisted, "I'm going alone."
I decided to follow Sir Henry, and I watched him and Beryl from behind a tree. They were discussing something serious, and I was shocked when Sir Henry tried to kiss Beryl. But just then, her brother appeared. He seemed angry, and he pulled Beryl's arm violently. They walked hurriedly away, and then Sir Henry saw me.
"What are you doing here?" he asked.
"I was worried about you," I replied. "Sherlock Holmes told me to protect you. Why was Stapleton so angry?"
"I don't know," said Sir Henry, "and I don't care. I want to marry that girl."
Just then Stapleton returned. "Please forgive me," he apologized. "I don't want to lose my sister, and sometimes I'm just too jealous. Will you come for dinner tomorrow?"
"We'll be happy to," said Sir Henry.
I was writing my report to Holmes later when Barrymore knocked on my door.
"Excuse me, sir. I'd like to give you some information," he said.
"What information?" I asked.
"On the night Sir Charles died, sir, he went to the gate to meet a woman," said Barrymore.
"A woman? Who was it?" I asked.
"I don't know," admitted Barrymore. "Sir Charles received a letter from a lady, L.L., on the day he died. He burnt the letter, but I read some of it."
"Who is L.L.?" I asked.
"I don't know, sir," he replied.
"Thank you, Barrymore," I said. "That's very useful." The next day, Dr. Mortimer came to Baskerville Hall for dinner, and I asked him about L.L.
"It could be Laura Lyons," he said. "She's Franklin's daughter. She married Peter Lyons, but he left her, and now she has a hard life."
"Interesting," I said. I was solving the mystery without my instructor, Holmes. After Mortimer left, I asked Barrymore about Selden.
"He took the food I left 3 days ago, but I haven't seen him since then," said Barrymore.
"Or maybe the other man took the food."
"What other man?"
I was surprised.
"Somebody is hiding on the moor, sir. He lives in an ancient house," said Barrymore.
"I don't like it, sir. The moor's dangerous. Sir Henry should go back to London."
When Barrymore left, I thought about the man who was hiding on the moor and the other information. I was getting closer to solving the mystery while Holmes was busy in London. Now, I needed to find Laura Lyons.
The next day, I knocked on the door of her cottage.
She opened the door herself. She was very attractive, with brown hair, pink cheeks, and a pretty smile.
"Good morning," I said. "My name's Dr. Watson. I've come to talk to you about Sir Charles. May I come in?"
The smile disappeared.
"Yes, come in," she said. "Did you write letters to Sir Charles?" I asked.
"He assisted me when my husband left me, and I was grateful. Many kind gentlemen have helped me," she replied.
"Did you write to him the day before he died?" I asked.
"No,"
she replied.
"I think you did," I said. "You told him to burn the letter."
She looked surprised.
"Yes, I wrote to him," she admitted. "I needed to meet him."
"So you saw him the night he died?" I asked.
"No, I couldn't go," she said.
I believed Laura, but the death of Sir Charles was becoming more and more of a mystery. As I walked back across the moor, I saw a youth. He was carrying a heavy bag. Maybe he's taking food to the stranger, I thought. I followed the youth to an ancient house, and I waited outside. When the boy came out, I entered. The room was empty, except for a bed and a table and chair. There was cooked food on the table, and there was a piece of paper next to it.
The writing on the paper said, "Dr. Watson has visited Stapleton." What was this? The stranger was following me, not Sir Henry. Why was he interested in me? I decided to wait for the stranger, so I made myself as comfortable as I could. I think I slept for a moment, but a noise woke me up. I waited. Another noise, and then a voice. "Good evening, Watson."